cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station. Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
As Delgado here in the top of the third, Delgado just hits a home run. So top of the third inning, Delgado smashes a ball into left field, and the Rafters, what plagued them yesterday, gave up a solo home run. This time it was the Barry University product, Delgado. So slotted in at second base today, and Xavier Delgado absolutely nails a ball. Rafters trail 1-0 here, top of the third. Gavin Lewis Jr. will step in, batting in the nine hole. Thrown inside for Graham for a strike, 0-1. So the Growlers, just like yesterday, take a 1-0 lead. No balls, two strikes. We apologize for the delay. Just came a little bit late to that call, as no balls and two strikes goes down the dirt for a ball, 1-2. And by the time it came back, we came back on, and that ball was well hit in the air. As the 1-2 right down the plate for strike three, and Kalen Graham gets his first strikeout of the day. So one down, we head to the top of the order. That's Corbin Griffin, who was walked on his last at-bat. The Kalamazoo Valley Community College product. As the no balls, no strikes, throws on the inside and finds the zone. He's ahead in the count 0-1. Griffin plays for the college, Kalamazoo Valley Community College. He's from Kalamazoo and also plays for the summer collegiate team, as he drives a ball. That is well hit back towards the wall. That ball's gone. So Corbin Griffin's turn to hit a solo shot, and the Rafters trail 2-0 here in the top of the third. Well, would you look at that? Delgado hits a solo shot, and this time it's Corbin Griffin. So the Growlers lead 2-0. Would you look at that? Two hits, two runs. Exactly what happened yesterday. And starting to come true today. So 2-0 Growlers lead. Banks Tally is due up with one down. Setting and serving as Graham comes on the right edge for a ball 1-0. So Griffin nails a ball exactly where the home runs were yesterday, as Tolley flies a ball into the right field line, and Gervich and Rogers could not communicate that ball, and they had the opportunity to get the out. Gervich thought Rogers was going for it. Rogers thought Gervich was going for it, and the miscommunication allows for a strike, but could have been potentially an out. What seemed like a routine catch on the first base line was not. So a 1-1 count. Rafters trail 2-0 here in the top of the third. Graham comes set, serves the 1-1 on the inside, finds the zone. One and two. Two hits, two runs, two home runs for the Growlers. One and two count. Graham sets, winds, and serves. Popped back out on the backside. Thanks, Charlie. Out of Ole Miss, the Ole Miss Rebel plays his collegiate ball in the SEC. One for five yesterday. Was able to cross home plate as the 1-2 from Graham comes in low for a ball 2-2. Growlers lead the 2-0, swinging a ground ball on the left field side near the Kraft River out of play. Fans enjoying themselves at the Kraft River, and you always love to see it. Great time over there as well. It's very enjoyable, a lot of fun. Got a great view of the field as the 2-2. Graham sets in on the away edge outside. 3-2 count with one out. Count runs full as Graham serves the payoff. Swing and a miss outside for strike three. And the second strikeout for Kalen Graham's day comes true. So Kaysen Taggart is due up. Taggart slotted in on left field today. Was walked on his last at bat as well. From Everett, Washington, all the way in the Seattle area, quite far from here, as he sees a strike across the plate. He's down in the count 0-1. Graham serves on the inside, swinging a ground ball over to Broussard at short, fields it in the glove. The throw right over to first to Gurvich is right on the money. So the Raptors give up two home runs and two runs in the top of the third. They trail 2-0. We'll be back here on WFHR for the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the third.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
The catcher, number 30. We head to the bottom of the third. Raptors trail 2-0. As the bottom of the order comes up, Alex Duffy batting in the nine hole. And the Elon product from Bernardsville, New Jersey, out on the East Coast, batting a 176. He's had three hits, an RBI, and two runs. So a solid catcher behind the home plate as he now has his turn up at the plate. One ball, no strikes. On Eamon Horwettle, who's had one strikeout so far. Horwettle sets in, popped on the left side. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Rafters gave up two home runs from Savi Delgado and Corbin Griffin. The 1-1 swung on and popped into shallow center, and Delgado, the second baseman, reaches out and makes an easy grab. One down. So we return to the top of the order as the left fielder, Nolan Sailors, who was able to get one of the two hits for the Rafters today on a leadoff single for him. So can Sailors continue a day where he got off on the front foot? Sailors plays one of the Creighton Blue Jays as a curveball comes in on the right edge, 0-1. So Omaha, Nebraska native has the 0-1 popped left side in foul territory, 0-2. Back in 2022, he pushed into the starting role in center field. He appeared in 47 games and started 44 times. He batted a .247. Sailors flies a ball into shallow left center and shallow left field, and coming under and making the grab is the shortstop, Gavin Lewis. Two down here in the top of the third. So Chris Conniff, who flew out in his last at-bat, is due up. Out of Wagner College, he's had 13 hits. There was one point in the season where he was batting over .500. He had 9 hits on 16 at-bats. He since then has slowed down a bit, and rightfully so. There has been so many at-bats in games as he swings and grounds a ball into Furness, the first baseman, who steps on the bag before Conniff can get there for the third out. So the Growlers go a 3-up and 3-down inning as they lead 2-0. We'll be back here on WFHR, the top of the fourth. Don't go away. We'll be back.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
So top of the fourth we go as Mekhi Negrete will step in. And the University of San Diego product, who's looking to clean up on a day where Graham gave up two hits, and two runs. So Negrete, who's 2-0 this season, with six innings pitched, four hits, and six strikeouts, as he will come set, the left-hander, on Will Furness, who flew out in his last at-bat. Negrete digs in and throws the ball on the right edge, down below, away the zone. 1-0. Negrete, six strikeouts, has not allowed a run yet. The 1-0 from the lefty comes in low, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. A 2-0 count. Negrete serves. Swung in a fly ball into the left fielder. Sailors dives out, does not make the grab. And rounding first, heading for second is Furness. And a leadoff double for the Kalamazoo Growlers here in the top of the fourth. Not what they would have liked, as Will Furness, a guy that hit two home runs yesterday, picking up where he left off. So three hits for Kalamazoo. Two for Wisconsin Rapids, as Mekhi Negrete will face Gabe Springer and throws it for a strike inside of the zone. Springer flew out on his last at bat. So Gabe Springer plays for Stanford, and the Boulder, Colorado native fouls up on the top side of his bat. Backs away for a strike, 0-2. Negrete ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Right upstairs for strike number three. So three straight strikes for Mekhi Negrete. And on the second batter he's faced, he gets him out swinging. So Kevin Krill is due up. So Krill, who was hit by pitch and DHing today, on his last appearance, Negrete delivers out and away for a ball, 1-0. Top of the fourth here. Two runs for the Growlers in the third as they lead 2-0. Delgado a home run in the left field, and Griffin a home run in the right. That ball popped back out on the right side near the dugout of Kalamazoo. 1-1. One down. Leading off at second is Will Furness. One and one with one out. Getting back into the right-handed batter's box is Kevin Krill. One down, the 1-1, swing and a drive into right field. That ball pulled as Brandon Rogers comes out and makes an excellent catch. Heading to third is Furness, the throw from Rogers right to Bobo, and he tags him. Excellent play from Brandon Rogers at right field. What about that? Rogers, excellent play as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Raptors still trail 2-0.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth, we go as the Raptors trail 2-0. Excellent play from Brandon Rogers at right field. Dove, he made an excellent catch, and then just absolutely rifled the ball to third base as Bobo was standing there. An easy tag out as Will Furness was trying to get to third to advance the runner. But Raptors trail 2-0, looking to start to get going. They've been out hit by Kalamazoo 3-2 And Brendan Bobo, who struck out swinging on his last at-bat, is due up. So the left-hander Bobo, who was the team MVP last season, led the team in home runs with 17. If you're a Raptors fan, you know the name Brendan Bobo. Out of Cal State Fullerton. Not gotten on base. Not gotten a hit yet. Perhaps now's the time. Horwedel will come set and serve as Bobo drives a ball. Popped into left field as Kaysen Taggart makes an easy catch. One down. Bobo, once again, has not been able to find some green space on his hits. So this returns to Jack Gurevich, who popped out in his last at-bat. He's due up. One out. Horwedel sets and serves on a curveball just below the zone, 1-0. One bonus strikes. One out. The 1-0, way inside. Gurevich just backs away for a 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. One down, batting a 300 as that ball comes in and away, but finds the right edge for the zone, 2-1. Two and one with one down. Bobo flies out. It's a 2-1. Gurevich pulls a ball and drives on the right field line for a foul. 2-2. So bottom of the fourth. Growlers lead over the Raptors 2-0. Raptors have had trouble coming from behind this season. As the 2-0 swinging a ground ball that goes through first and second into right field as Gurevich will take first. So the third hit of the game goes to the San Diego product. Jack Gurevich, he needed that one. So Garrett Broussard, who flew out on his last at bat, is due up, the shortstop and the right-hander. So Gurevich will take first. Now Garrett Broussard, the right-hander, is due up. Batting a 167 as Broussard goes right into the glove of Horwedel. Excellent play. And now Gurevich stops at first and second, and he goes down. He looks like he's hurt. Furness was not going to tag him, so Gurevich stops. And he was going to steal the base, but has stopped in between first and second. He looks down, and this does not look good. Jack Gurevich. Looks like his right ankle, or his left ankle, perhaps. Excellent play. That was a line drive from Broussard into Horwedel. Came out. And with the third out, Growlers get the third out. But a scary moment here for Jack Gurevich. Looks like he's going to get up and walk it off. But the Raptors trail 2-0. We head to the top of the fifth inning here on WFHR.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fifth, we go as the Rafters trail 2-0, and Mekhi Negrete is looking to continue his day where he's had two strikeouts so far, and the Rafters have struggled on the offensive end. They've had three hits, no runs, and defensively, two bad pitches from Kalen Graham has put the Growlers in front. So Colin Blanchard, the catcher, out of the University of Washington in the Seattle area from Ladera Ranch, California, who grounded out in his last at-bat, and the left-hander, Mekhi Negrete, on the left-handed batter of Blanchard. Negrete throws as Blanchard slams a ball that pulls into the left center, diving and making the grab is the left fielder of Nolan Sailors. So Sailors had to be attentive and showing off his speed. One down here in the top of the fifth. So Salvi Delgado, who's slotted in at second base today and absolutely nuked the ball into left field on his last attempt at the plate. Negrete throws on the inside for a ball 1-0. So Delgado was the first one across home plate. Hit that ball 315 feet back on the left field line as he swings and grounds a ball into the shortstop of Broussard, who throws it right over to Gervich at first. And one, two down for Wisconsin Rapids. Two quick outs as this brings up in the bottom of the order Gavin Lewis Jr. and a shortstop out of UAB. 0-1, struck out swinging. Each team with three hits. Negrete will come set. Kick, wind, and serve. Way inside, backing away is Lewis. For a ball, 1-0. So the Rafters, two quick outs here, looking for the third, as that swing and a bouncer over to Broussard. Fields in his glove, the throw right to first for the third out. So three quick outs. The Rafters have a three up and three down inning as we head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Ty Johnson.
So the bottom of the fifth, we go as Ty Johnson is going to start a rally for the Rafters. Eamon Horwettle still on the mound. He's at a strikeout with four innings pitched, allowing three hits and a walk. Faced 14 batters, and Ty Johnson was one for one today. Was able to get on first as he smashed the ball up the middle. 0-1 count. Johnson with 19 hits this season has done well at center field. The 0-1 way on the inside as Johnson backs away and ducks for a ball, 1-1. So we've seen a couple double plays from the infield, both infields in this game, as the 1-1 comes in from Horwettle and Johnson checks but backs away for a ball, 2-1. Each team with three hits, but the Growlers, the all-important two runs, they lead 2-0. 2-1 count, Horwettle sidearms a ball as Johnson grounds a ball into the second baseman and throws it over Delgado way across. That goes into the dugout, and Johnson slides back to first. Horwettle just nearly tags him in time. So Johnson was thinking about going to the catcher. Colin Blanchard had the ball over at the dugout, but Johnson able to get on base and acquire the fourth hit of the game for the Rafters. So back-to-back hits for the center fielder, and this brings up Danny Sheeler, who walked on his last at-bat. Sheeler wearing number 48. No balls, no strikes. 2-0, they trail, the Rafters do so. Danny Sheeler out of Towson, Maryland, as the pickoff attempt once again, Johnson slides safe. Rafters have out-hit the Growlers, similar to what happened yesterday. They out him 9-8 as Horwettle once again over at first, and sliding safe in time was Johnson. Rafters have out-hit the Growlers 4-3, and then once again throws it back over. So three straight times for Horwettle at first. And Johnson leads off at first. Danny Sheeler has yet to receive a pitch. Inside and backing away, Johnson thought about going two, but retreats back to the bag, 1-0. A ball, no strikes, no outs. And Horwettle is really keeping his eye on Johnson over at first. He slides safe towards the bag, but another pickoff attempt. 1-0 count. Johnson, the big leadoff. Horwettle serves the 1-0 as the check swing comes across for a strike on the left edge. 1-1. Count. Eamon Horwettle sets and serves as Sheeler foul tips one back behind home plate, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. As the ball went back towards home plate, and well, the ball boy comes out and makes catch and takes the ball out of play. So 1-2 count. Rafters trail 2-0. They gave up two runs in the top of the third. And now in the bottom of the fifth, nobody down. Johnson with a leadoff single. Sheeler sees the 1-2 way on the inside as he ankle-high fastball comes in low, 2-2. So 2-2 count. Horwettle comes set and serves the 2-2, swinging a fly ball into center field, and Banks Tolley reaches out and makes a routine grab. Johnson retreats back to first, one down. So Brendan Rodgers, who grounded out on his last at bat, is due up. A guy that made an excellent play in right field just an inning ago, dove out and made a catch on a pulling ball, and then threw an excellent throw over to the third baseman of Bobo, which tagged out Furness. He was responsible for a double play. Can he be responsible for a hit? Grounded out on his last at-bat, 0-for-1 today. He sees a strike 0-1. Guy batting at 295. He's at 18 hits. He's at 12 runs this season. The 0-1 from Horwettle as a throw from Blanchard over to Delgado at second. The stealing Ty Johnson gets there. And Ty Johnson's stolen base comes up successful. Puts himself in a scoring position. A 1-1 count. One down. Johnson stands at second. The 1-1. Rodgers pops one back out on the right side and sees a strike 1-2. Rodgers was able to acquire a home run this season earlier in this season where he smashed a ball into left center. So the 1-2 from Horwettle, way on the outside edge as Blanchard had to reach out, make the grab because that went behind him. Sure enough, Johnson was stealing third, possibly going home. 2-2 count. One down. Horwettle glances at second and serves a 2-2. Rodgers swings. This one is well hit. Back in left field. This ball's gone. A two-run shot from Brandon Rodgers, and the Raptors even this game out at two apiece. How about it? Raptors needed that, and they came up with Brandon Rodgers, a two-run shot. Second home run of the season, and just talked about his home run before. Comes at a time where the Raptors needed it the most. And kind of putting the lay on Rodgers. This game's out at two apiece. So now Alex Duffy's due up.
Alex Duffy.
With one out. No balls, no strikes. Inside. Brendan Rodgers hit that ball 100 miles per hour on 346 feet back. The 0-1 as Duffy pops one backside. 0-2. No balls, two strikes with one out. And the Raptors tie this up at two apiece. So Rodgers making unbelievable play in the defensive side of things. Comes out on the offensive side and absolutely smashes a ball. 0-2. One ball, two strikes. One down. Raptors have tied this up at two apiece. It's been a game of home runs. So one ball, two strikes. With one down, Horwettle sets and serves. Inside for strike three. Duffy backs away. But unfortunately, Horwettle sees him down looking. Two down. So we return to the top of the order. Nolan Sailors, who got a base hit and flown out on his last at bat. So Sailors, 1-for-2 today as Horwettle comes in and the check swing from Sailors. He comes around, does not come around. Two down, 1-0 count. Horwettle serves, a swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1. So a two-run shot from Brandon Rodgers. Into left field. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, but that hits the left ankle as the throw from Blanchard is not in time for first as Sailors gets there. So it stayed fair off of a ball that was hit off the left ankle of Sailors. So Sailors will take first. So Chris Conniff is due up. No balls, no strikes, two outs. Conniff will come set as he swings and lines a ball into the third baseman of Springer, who reaches out, makes an easy grab. So a two-run shot from Brandon Rogers has tied this game up at two apiece as we head to the top of the sixth inning. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 53. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 81. Lows around 57 tomorrow night. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning, Makai Negrete is down on the count as he throws the 1-0 on Corbin Griffin. Two balls, no strikes. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. Raptors trailed early. They were down 2-0 off of two home runs from Delgado and Griffin, and then a two-run shot from Brandon Rogers in the bottom of the fifth has tied this up at 2-2. Negrete finds the corner and finds a strike, 2-1. Fastball came out at 89 miles per hour. Swing and a miss outside, tipped into the glove to Duffy, so 2-2. So Negrete fights back in the count. Count runs at 2 apiece. Raptors are out hit. The Growlers 5-3. The 2-2 from Negrete. Swing and a miss on the outside. And Griffin knew it the entire way through. Wasn't even close. So that is one down. As Banks Charlie is due up, who flew out and struck out swinging. So Tolly, the right-hander, wearing his bright red cleats. Negrete kicks, winds, and serves. Swing and a miss right down the plate for a strike, 0-1. So Makai Negrete having his way here early. Had two strikeouts. 0-1 count. With one down, Negrete winds and serves up and away on a curveball. 1-1. Out of Oceanside, California. And the rising sophomore swinging a shallow bouncer over to Negrete. Fields it in the glove. The throw across to first. He's right on the money. Two down. And Makai Negrete heads up play in the infield as Kaysen Taggart, who's 0-1 today, was walked and grounded out. Out of from Centralia College. 8 hits, 3 RBIs. So Duffy throws the ball back to Negrete to reset here. 2 down, 4 in the Raptors, top 6. 4 runs combined between these two teams, 2 apiece. They've all come from home runs. Negrete sets, winds, and delivers down low. 1-0. The 1-0 from Negrete inside and finds a strike, 1-1. Hasten Taggart, 0 for 3 yesterday with a run. He was walked twice and struck out twice. So 1 of 5 growlers to cross home plate as he swings a ball way on the outside edge, but it calls for a strike, 1-2. Mekhi Negrete looking for his 3rd strikeout. He comes set and serves the 1-2, swinging a fly ball into left field and reaching out and making the grab is Nolan Saylors for the 3rd out. So the Raptors retire the side. They have a 3-up and 3-down inning as we head to the bottom of the 6th here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So we return to the top, bottom of the 6th. Brendan Bobo is due up. And a guy that's still yet to record his first hit in his 2nd summer in with the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Leading off for your Raptors, third baseman.
So Bobo struck out swinging and flew out. He's had opportunities where he's been able to make decent contact with the ball. He's just flown out. So Bobo, the left-hander, out of Cal State Fullerton, batting a .298 last season, was the team MVP as Horwettle still stays on the mound and throws a ball. 1-0. Bobo has yet to even get on base. So a guy that was all everything last season, Northwoods League All-Star, led the team in home runs as Bobo flies a ball into shallow left field, but in foul territory and making the grab is Gabe Springer, and Bobo flies out. So Bobo, once again, flies out. He's 0 for 7 in both games. So Jack Gervich, who popped out and got a base hit, is due up. So a slow start to Brendan Bobo's campaign in with the Raptors as Jack Gervich putting on a glove and just making sure he has the right bat. And he'll step in now. This game is 2 apiece. 2 runs in the top of the 3rd for the Growlers. A home run from Savvy Delgado And then Corbin Griffin after followed it up. So 1-0 count, and then a two-run shot from Brandon Rogers. Evened it up at two apiece. So Gervich, the left-hander, the 1-0, swinging a bouncer that stops on the home base bag, and Blanchard came out of that quickly, bumping Gervich in the process. He was ready to feel that ball as soon as it left the bat. A 1-1 count with one down here, bottom six. The 1-1 comes away and hits the knee of Blanchard, the catcher, for a ball, 2-1. 2-1 count. Jack Gervich batting a 300 before today. And he's 1-for-2. He's recorded his 7th hit, where he got a base hit on his last at bat. He's ahead in the count, 3-1. Well, set and serve Gervich. Swing and a fly ball into left field, and Kaysen Taggart makes a routine grab for two down. Gervich frustrated on that, as this brings up the shortstop, Garrett Broussard. He was 0-for-2 today, flew out and lined out to third. So can Broussard get it going? He is also returning Rafter in his second summer, as a curveball finds the zone for a strike, 0-1. Two outs, no balls, a strike. Setting and serving is Horwettle, and sees a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Horwettle will come set and serve way inside, and that nicks the right elbow, the right shoulder of Broussard, and he'll take first. Hit by pitch. So Garrett Broussard will take first, grabbed his right shoulder, and he's going to have to shake that one off. So Broussard at first. Ty Johnson is due up, who's 2-for-2 today, both base hits. He's lined him up towards center. He's found success. Can he go 3-for-3? Perfect day so far for Johnson, as the strike comes across the plate. Curveball paints the left edge, 0-1. Broussard stands at first. Two down. Horwettle sidearms a ball as Johnson swings in a shallow ground ball over to Delgado at second, and the flip to first is right on time for the third out. So this score remains at two apiece as we head to the top of the seventh inning here on WFHR. We'll step aside. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Got For the top of the seventh, we go as a pitching change has to be expected in store for head coach Kirk Schreider and his bullpen staff. Alec Burnett, the returning Rafter, will make an appearance once again. He had 21 games last season for Wisconsin Rapids. He had 26 innings pitched, allowing 17 hits and 7 runs, but 40 strikeouts in this season so far. He's only appeared in 4 games with 4 innings pitched, allowing a hit. 3 batters walked. He's allowed no runs, and he's had 7 strikeouts as well. So Burnett, the Wagner College product, plays his collegiate ball with Chris Conniff from Columbus, Indiana, and a redshirt junior will face Will Furness, who got a double on his last at-bat. So Furness stepping in, the left-hander, and Duffy is headed towards the mound to have a word with his pitcher. So this game is at 2 apiece. And what's interesting is 5 of the 7 runs combined for Kalamazoo in both games have come from home runs. So they've relied on their pure hitting power and individual talent. And all 5 of those home runs have come individually. So very interesting as the Rafters eliminate those. They take the game yesterday, possibly, and win today. As right now it's 2-2, though, as a strike across the plate from Burnett, 0-1. So the Ole Miss product out of Nacogdoches, Texas. Coming set is Burnett. The right-handed pitcher kicks, winds, and serves up and away outside of the zone for a ball, 1-1. He's had 18 batters face this season. Appeared against Madison, Green Bay, Wausau, and Lakeshore. We all pitched an inning as he throws a ball on the outside. 2-1. Rafters have out-hit the Growlers 5-3. But 2 solo shots once again for Kalamazoo have put them on the board. A 2-1 from Burnett. Outside and away for a ball. 3-1. So can the Rafters continue to limit the big shots for Kalamazoo? That's the question. 3-1 count. Serving upstairs for ball number 4. So Furness will take first and a leadoff walk here in the top of the seventh for Kalamazoo. This brings up Gabe Springer, who's 0-2 today. Got a solo home run yesterday into right field. He's flown out and struck out swinging. So Furness stands at first. Alec Burnett, the returning Rafter, has nobody down. Sets and winds and finds the top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Burnett sets and serves up and away and out of the zone to even this count up at 1 apiece. So can the Rafters limit Kalamazoo and the big hits? Because Furness, he was just walked, but before that he got a big double. And Springer, 0-2 today, as the 1-1 comes in and finds the right edge of the zone for a strike, 1-2. So 1-2. The rising redshirt junior, Alec Burnett, will kick and serve the 1-2, swinging a line drive that goes past Conniff at second. And Furness was thinking about going 3, but he gets back in time to second. So a line drive into second, and that results in a base hit and the 4th hit of the game for the Growlers, and it belongs to Gabe Springer. So Springer at first, Furness at second, and now the Growlers threatening here. Kevin Krill, who flew out on his last at-bat, he was hit by pitch on the one before. 0-1 today, 2 runners on, nobody down here in the top of the 7th. Burnett sets and serves on the inside down low. for a ball. So Gabe Springer, the Stanford product, at first. Will Furness at second. Two runners on, nobody down, as the 1-0 comes